WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Stan Ridgway has been recording music since the late 70s with his punk-era band Walla Voodoo, which had a minor hit in 1982 with Mexican Radio. Based in Los Angeles, Ridgway has worked on soundtrack albums, including Francis Ford Coppola's Rumblefish, and released a number of solo albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Ridgway's new one, Snakebite, Blacktop Ballads and Fugitive Songs, is a concept album that coheres better than most such ambitious efforts.
Take my leave. No one will care. I'll slip away into the sun. Where the clouds are.
In Stan Ridgway's world, Los Angeles is a bad Hollywood joke, a place to escape from, preferably into the desert, some horribly hot spot where no one wants to come looking for him, where, as he says in that song, the beer cans don't talk back. Ridgway's sense of humor is as dry as his throat sounds, as dry as the desert landscapes he prefers to locate his songs, such as this chain gang horror joke called Crow Hollow Blues. Back when he led Walla Voodoo, Ridgway got caught up in the Los Angeles version of punk rock, which was aimlessly hostile, nihilistic, punk as attitude rather than as music. This was a band, after all, formed initially to provide music for cheesy horror films. Ridgway's music has been much improved during his solo years, as he's luxuriated in the freedom to assume different characters and pick up different influences, from the blues to a very secular gospel to garrulous road songs. Listen to him speak in the voice of a larcenous crack addict in the bleakly funny King for a Day.
Yeah, I'm driving down your freeway in a brand new car that I just found. Oh, it was parked there in your driveway. Didn't want to wake you with the sound. So I pushed it down the street, hopped and running, I rolled the window down.
If you look at the CD cover, you'll see that Snakebite is divided into what Ridgway calls three acts, but the structure is very loose. The first six songs are mostly about sitting around waiting for the cops to show up, or worse. The next five songs cover a lot of ground in the sense of travel, with tunes about riding the rails and a misbegotten night in Manhattan. By the time he hits Act 3, Ridgway has become intensely self-conscious, to the point of offering a version of his past called Talkin' Walla Voodoo Blues Part 1.
Didn't want no MTV, didn't want no VH1. Was the time so long ago,
As the song proceeds, it turns into the usual young band gets bilked by its manager and winds up broken, exhausted from pointless touring. I do really like the couplet, "The Sharks showed up and circled a big manager for Sting," even though there's not much else you haven't heard before there. But Ridgway has learned to make even his most predictable moves sound good. Self-produced mixtures of rock, blues, jazz, and yes, film mood music. Most of the time, his words are hard-boiled prose, but no tough guy writer would describe a convict's girlfriend as looking like Stubby K. Only a very smart fella can toss in a reference to a character actor best known for his role in Guys and Dolls, and then rhyme him with D.A. Stan Ridgway has showbiz in his blood, and he likes to put that blood on the tracks occasionally.
Ken Tucker is the film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Snakebite, Blacktop Ballads, and Fugitive Songs by Stan Ridgway.